Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Ryan Schaub, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Gary.
My question here for you, trying to lead into what we're going to talk about today, is are all crops in the ground yet?
Not all crops are in the ground. We've got some soybeans. More soybeans were put in the ground than maybe I had originally thought. But I'd say we got a majority of our corn, but we still have some corn acres that producers are going to have to make a decision on here as we move closer and closer to June. And I guess that leads perfectly into our conversation, because planting dates for corn production has been done for a number of years. And the focus was always on figuring out that optimum planting date to maximize yields. Some areas we found planting early maturing corn hybrids as early as possible has been successful for avoiding those hot, dry, summer-like conditions during pollination and early grain fill. But there's an alternative to that, and that's planting later. And this helps us, again, avoid that intense heat by moving those critical growth stages back or later into the growing season. Many farmers around are starting to utilize this a little bit. Their planting dates kind of throw a little bit of a wrench into that. So that drove K-State to do a little bit of research at the East Central Experiment Field outside of Ottawa. They also did it at the Kansas River Valley Field in Topeka in 2018, 19, and 20. So we just wanted to see what those yields looked like planting basically throughout the summer, really. In 18 and 19, the yield results from Ottawa were really influenced by some hot and dry weather that we received in July. That corn that was planted in the early to mid-May was really trying to pollinate then. We've seen those yields kind of suffer. As a result, the corn at the end of May or the first week of June yielded almost as well as those that were planted earlier. They caught some rain when that corn was pollinating, and we didn't see a whole lot of yield reduction. On the other hand, the corn planted the last week of June had really good pollination, but it only yielded 60 to 70% of what the highest yields of those respected years. That was probably because we had too short of a growing season. That corn was really trying to push it there, being planted the last week of June. So I left out 2020. That's because it was very different from the 18 and 19 years. 2020, the highest yield was 60 bushels to the acre, higher than the previous 2 years. So probably tells us we had favorable weather. We had a lot of rain in July, making pollination very successful for us that year. And the plantings from the end of April through mid-May for both the short and full season hybrids yielded just amazingly. Corn planted the first week of June yielded just about 70% of those highest yields. So we can see, even though we planted later, we had really favorable conditions throughout the summer, and we were still able to catch some rains. And the full season hybrids yielded more than the short season hybrids at every planting. So that told K-State that switching to a shorter season hybrid in a delayed planting situation probably isn't going to increase our yield at the end of the year. These 3 years studies basically told us what we already knew. Environmental conditions are going to play a major factor in what your corn yields are going to be. We did see that we can move planting to either earlier or later, trying to avoid those stressful situations when that corn's in its most critical stages. So in summary, yields of late planted corn can range from 50 to 100% of the highest yields at earlier planting dates. Depends, again, all on those environmental conditions. So what conditions are best for what? Well, late planted corn does best when the conditions are unfavorable early in the spring. So by that, I'm meaning the soil temperatures are too cool. We have excess rain, so we're too wet to get in. And then as the summer goes on, it becomes more favorable. We hit some rains, we get warm temperatures. That's when the late planted corn is going to do our best. The other side of that is, what happens if we had really good conditions early on and then we turn hot and dry the rest of the year? That can drastically decrease the yield potential that that corn that gets planted later is going to have. So if you can predict the weather, you could be very successful farming. That's basically what this whole deal told us, was planting dates not necessarily a strong predictor of corn yields. It is truly determined by what weather conditions we get that summer. And in Kansas, that can always change. The last thing I want to say is remember that when making a decision on delayed planting of corn with inputs where they're at today, crop insurance considerations are going to be extremely important. You need to take that into account if you're going to have to be planting after those cutoff dates. Measure out that risk, I guess, because it isn't just going to be agronomic considerations you need to take into effect. It's going to have to be financial. If you have any questions, please give me a call at the office at 785-448-6826.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Coming up on Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.